Welcome to the Edutainer Podcast, Season 6.5. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Why Season 6.5? Because this month, during the month of July, my fellow Americans, I'm going to help you with one tip each and every day to help you save money on your prescription drugs. This mini-series for Season 6.5 is entitled Red, Blue, and You, Ways to Save on Your Prescription Drugs. Hey everybody, Erin Albert, next to last episode of Red, Blue, and You, Ways to Save on Your Prescription Drugs, right here in the U.S. of A. I'm taking a couple of random bullets that I haven't addressed yet, and we're going to discuss them today in wrapping up this series. So, here we go. Okay, few random bits for your consideration. First question I was asked during this mini-series was about controlled substances. These are a subset of prescription drugs that have abuse potential. My best advice here in trying to save money for your prescription drugs, and I get that we're all trying to save money, is the particular challenge with controlled substances is that there's just a lot more regulation around them, particularly now with opioids. Your state may have specific or special laws about day's supply that you can get at a certain amount of time or for a certain amount of time on controlled substances. For this reason and so many more, I generally recommend that you get your controlled substances close to home for many reasons. Number one, state law can be different in addition to the federal law on controlled substances. Number two, certain types of controlled substances can't even be refilled, or you have to get a new prescription for them, and you can get multiple prescriptions for them at one time, but you can't fill them early. Other classes or schedules of controlled substances have limited numbers of refills on them. I just think it's wise to get them at a local pharmacy where you know your pharmacist, you can stay in touch with them, and get your scheduled prescriptions, your controlled substances, close to home. Again, I would just recommend that you go to a local pharmacy for those. If you're not sure you're on a controlled substance, the best way to check that is just to look online, Google the name of your drug, and then pull up the manufacturer's site, and you'll see they have to put a letter C, and there's sometimes Roman numeral 2, 3, 4, or 5 with that letter C. That is the mark of a controlled substance. Okay, the second question I was asked was about medical tourism. This is kind of like ordering your prescription drugs from Canada, with the exception that you are taking your own person elsewhere outside of the U.S. and getting your prescription drugs infused or inserted or instilled while you're in that foreign country, and then returning to the U.S. after your treatment. That's what they call medical tourism. This happens a lot with infused drugs, those drugs that you have to go to your provider to get IV infusions for, or it's not necessarily a drug that you're going to go to any of the major chain pharmacies, pop a pill, and then you're done. These are drugs that usually take a provider to infuse. Your chemotherapies, I think, are a good example here. I, for all the reasons that I don't like Canada for importation of drugs, I mean, Canada is a lovely country. I visited there several times. Nothing against the Canadians, but I don't really like importation of drugs from Canada for all the reasons that I previously outlined. Friends, medical tourism really is in the same bucket for me. I can't recommend it safely just because I don't know what's going on in other countries. Of course, the Food and Drug Administration really doesn't have a lot of jurisdiction outside of the U.S., except for maybe some manufacturing facilities. So I just don't recommend it either. I know I was asked about that. I know some plans offer that as like an optional service. I just personally would never use it. There you go. So controlled substances today, medical tourism, two kind of off the wall topics that really didn't fit anywhere else. So I wanted to get them in front of you for your consideration as well. And tomorrow, my friends, that's it. It's the last episode. So please tune in. We're going to recap all of the episodes, tell you where all the information is, and we can have our Kierkegaard moment together. Things don't always make sense moving forward. That's why you have to review them and look back. So we'll have our moment, our final moments together tomorrow. Until then, take care. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Edutainer Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Season 6.5, be sure to connect with me over at LinkedIn. I'm at Erin L. Albert there. Or you can connect with us on Twitter. My handle there is Erin L. Albert as well. Be sure, last but not least, to check out my current employer, Cost Plus Drugs, Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs. Our website there is costplusdrugs.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.